What's going on, and welcome back to the Redbeard Outdoors podcast. I'm Jonathan, your host, and here at Redbeard Outdoors, I talk about faith, family, fitness, and the outdoors. Today, being Tuesday, we're doing the Tinkering Tuesday edition of the podcast. So what that means is we're going to go over some gear that I've used, gear that may be coming out, or whatever it may be, something that will help you in the field, something that's been helpful for me. And in turn, being able to give you that feedback, things that I've enjoyed. So with that being said, today, guys, I do want to remind you, with it being March, we are still doing the March Madness giveaway, where we're giving away some Go Ruck equipment, a ruck plate carrier, and a plate weight of your choice if you win. So to get entered on that, the link is down below. And then, of course, go follow on Instagram, find the reel, it's pinned to the top of the page. Go participate in that. Tag your buddies, share it, and tag us in your post. That's the big deal. Want you to tag me, Go Ruck, and Redbeard's gear pages on your post, whether it be a story, a post, a reel, whatever, of you getting out and rucking, even if it's every single day. I want to see it. So bring it, guys. Let's get it going. We're calling it March Madness. This is every year. I really enjoy it. Hope to see you getting involved as we're cranking it up for spring, summer, and then, of course, the big fall hunts. So, that being said, guys, let's get into this piece of gear. I've been running it for, when did they come out? Was it 2 years ago? All In Digiscoping. So, All In makes multiple, it's called the Snapshot, right here. There's the Bino edition. Here is the spotting scope adapter, right there. We're going to be talking about a few items that are new. One of them I do not have here. It is recently launched. They are in pre-order. I've had my hands on it, got to mess around with it, and it's something that you're going to want to put into your glassing setup, your rifle setup, and many other options. Even your photography setup. If you're into photography, videography, and you use a tripod, you swap out cameras with glass, etc., it's something you're going to want to do. So, excuse me. With that being said, let's talk a little bit here, and then I'm going to have my kids come in and talk to you about how simple this system is. So here's why I really like the All-In system. Guys, there's an iCup piece. It is pressure fit, so it's not fixed to your iCup. You put this, I put this in my bino harness, so I don't always have it on my binos. This goes in my bino harness, either in the front pouch or one of the little side pouches. And then you put the All-In up on. I usually use the iCup, and it's recommended that you use the iCup that is adjusted to your eyes. So some people are right eye dominant, some people are left eye dominant, but you're going to get the best focus on your video and pictures with the one that is dominant. So whichever diopter you've adjusted, put it on that. For me, it's the right one. So you saw how easy that was. I just pressure fit it. Fits great, right? So these are sitting on a tripod. You come along with your phone, with the phone case. That's how simple it is. Lines it up perfectly with the correct camera that you're needing, because, well, there's multiple cameras on phones nowadays, so you can get the best footage out there possible, right? So it lines it up automatically, and then the magnets in here line it up perfectly, level up and down if you want vertical. And also, let's do this so you can see it. I'm not even really adjusting it because I can't really do both. See how easy that was? And it's super sturdy on there. So if you want it horizontal or vertical, it won't let you line it up any other way. It's there. Boom. And there. That simple, guys. Super easy. So there's the bino adapter. Again, super quick and easy because I'm one of those guys that actually brings the iCups out to glass. So I like to take the bino adapter off before I glass, and you can keep it on. It's totally doable. You can keep it on. You can take it off, however you want to do it. But for me, I take it off and put it in my bino harness. There is the All-In bino adapter. Now you can go to the website and find out whatever binoculars you've got, and you'll be able to do that. There you go. Another great thing about that system is that if you and your buddies all have the All-In system, you've all got the phone case, it'll swap from place to place super simple, from glass to phone, etc. It does awesome. So with that being said, let's talk about the spotter. It's basically the same thing. So with, we'll get this in the frame here, the spotter, you do a little rotation to the right, that pops off. You've got the eyepiece there. I usually leave this one on because it comes with this protective cap that pops on and off, super easy. On, off, and then horizontal, on, off. It's that simple, guys. I'm telling you, you can't beat it. If you want the quick video, you don't want to have to adjust things, you don't want to have to make sure you're on the right camera, you don't want to have to change the settings on your phone, this is the way to go. Now, there's another addition to this that has recently been added to the system called the Snap Tab. So it's this little rubber band piece right here. And that goes around your spotter so that when you take this off, so it's not dangling in the wind, whatever, you just flip it here. Oh, I could almost toss it. Hold on. There you go. It's not going to blow around in the wind. I'm hitting it. It's not popping off. It's a good magnet right there. Boom. So for me, I really enjoy that system. It is super lightweight, super quick, very, very simple, to the point where I'm actually going to have my kids come in and talk to you about how simple this system is. Something else, guys, I do want to address the fact that, yes, you do need a phone case. And yes, that phone case blocks off the other two cameras. For me, if I know I'm going to be doing having some kind of a glassing session, well, first off, these cases are in my hunting backpack in the lid. I just leave them there. I have one in my phone personally. I've got one in my car and one in my backpack. That's just how I run things. If I would have one, I would leave it in my hunting backpack because if I'm going hunting, that's going to come with me, right? So with that being said, yes, you do need a different case, but if you update your phone, all you have to do is buy a new phone case. You don't have to buy a new adapter. If you update your glass, all you have to do is buy a new adapter. You don't have to buy a new phone case. It's super simple. On top of that, guys, I have a discount down below for you to be able to check this system out. They're great people over there at All In. They're growing. The company is growing. The people that are using it are giving tons of feedback. But guys, it's just super simple. It's just quick and easy to pop on and off. Sometimes you're watching maybe you glimpse a bull or that buck or the sheep that you are, you know, wanting to see, and it's starting to get into, maybe either it's getting a little dark or it's getting into the trees, and you got to get on it really quick. That's where this shines, guys. I'm telling you, it absolutely shines, because all you have to do is smack your phone on there and you're good to go. Super simple. Now, there is one other item that I don't have with me, again, simply because it's on pre-order. They're pre-production models that I was able to get hands on, and they function fantastic. It's called the Nexus system. So as soon as those go live, go and check those out as well. What that is, if you haven't checked it out, I'm going to leave a link down below where you can see the video on it and why you're going to want to put this in your arsenal. It is a magnetic plate that will be permanently attached to your tripod. And what that will do is allow you to put an adapter on your binos, snap them in with a magnet. So you put them on 90 degrees, turn, and it snaps in. Push a little tab, turn them 90 degrees, and they pop off. Who knew it could be that simple to swap glass, right? So they're not just about digiscoping, because you can also put it on a rifle. If you put it on a rifle and you're wanting to use a tripod or a bipod, you can swap between the tripod and bipod super quickly instead of having to fumble with the bipod or hoping to be able to get it set up properly. You can just say the grass is too tall or whatever, the bipod's not working for some reason, it's not stable enough, whatever the case may be. You can, again, turn the gun 90 degrees from the bipod, pop it off, and slap it onto your tripod. It's that simple. So check those systems out. So again, just to review, we've got the Snapshot system, which is your phone case, the magnets on it, and your eyepiece. That is the snapshot system, the binocular adapter, and the spotting scope adapter. Then you have the snap tab, which comes in this little box right here. And that is the little magnetic piece on the side so that your eyepiece cover is not rattling around in the wind or just hanging or whatever making noise. There you go. And then you've got the Nexus system. So the Nexus system is that piece that is going to be able to help you swap between glass very easily. And it's just, it's fantastic. So what they're doing over there at All In, I'm on board. I am all in, pun intended, on what they have going on over there. Absolutely love it. And again, guys, I have a discount down below to be able to save you some money on the All In system when you go and purchase it. And it's not just for one purchase. So say you get your system, and then a year from now, you update your phone, or you want to have a dedicated phone just for glassing or whatever it may be, you can still use the code over and over again. That code is going to be down below along with the link. So go check it out, guys. Thanks so much. Now, I'm going to bring my kids in here to show you how simple it can be for my 9-year-old and my 7-year-old to operate this system, because I like to take them out when I go glassing as well so they can get a feel for what it's like to go hunting with dad. So let's check that out right now. All right, so we have my 7-year-old, Esther Pearl, and we're out here. You've been out on the mountains with Daddy before, right?
I love it.
Yeah, and when we go out, have you looked through binoculars before?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Does Daddy sometimes get videos of the deer and pictures of the deer with his binoculars?
Yeah.
What about with the spotter? The spotting scope? Yeah. Okay, so we're going to pretend like we're out there glassing, and then we're going to show you guys how simple the snapshot system is with our phone case here and this eyepiece, the binocular eyepiece, and then the spotting scope eyepiece, which might be a little too tall for you, but we'll mess around with that. Okay, so we're going to... Esther, look at the deer.
Cool.
All right, now let's get a video of him.
Okay.
Show me how to do it. Oh my goodness. How simple was that?
Very simple.
Now, what if I want a video that's long ways? Like that.
You do this.
Oh my goodness. How easy was that?
Very easy.
How many times have you done that before?
Zero.
Yeah. This was the second time because we did it right before the video, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the second time. Okay. Awesome. Super easy. Huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Now let's get Asher and see what Asher, our 9-year-old, can do.
My bigger brother.
All right, so now we've got Asher. So we had Esther come on and show you how easy it was for a 7-year-old to do it. Now Asher is 9. Asher, how many times have you been out on the mountain with Dad?
Like 10 times.
That's it? You've never been hiking with me? I never carried you?
As much as I can remember.
Okay, there we go. Because you used to, remember, you used to chew on my hoodie.
I did?
Yeah, the strings that come off the hoodie, you would grab them and you would chew on them while we were hiking when you were in the front backpack. Anyway, so you've been on the mountain a lot with me. Okay. Now, also, how many times have we been up looking for animals? You don't have to have an actual number, but a couple times, a lot of times, a few times.
A lot of times.
Yeah? Okay. How many times does Daddy use his phone to get a video of animals? And photos.
Like 5 times?
That's it? I don't have all those videos and photos of animals?
Okay, like a million.
Oh, a million times. So, I usually let you use some binoculars, right? Okay, so I just want to show everyone here how easy it is to use the phone case. So we'll pretend like there's a phone in there. There's no phone in there right now. But this is for the big iPhone. Okay, hold that. All right. So you're looking through these binoculars at a deer. You're looking through the binoculars at a deer. Okay, and then I say, oh, wait, we should get a picture of that deer. He looks awesome. Whoa.
Cha-ching.
Yep, there you go. And then you can get a video. Now, what if I want the video long ways? Instead of vertical, I want it horizontal. Well, pop it off. You twisted the eye cap. There we go. Okay, that's okay. Look at that. Now, tell the people if you can do it accidentally wrong. Try it. What happens? Will it let you do it?
No. It'll just fix it. Whoa.
Is it like pushing against you?
Yes.
It's weird, huh? Yeah, exactly. It makes it just go either straight horizontal or straight vertical. That's awesome. Okay, now since you're taller, we can do the spotting scope as well. Hold on. I got to set up the tripod. And you got to come back into frame. You're out of the frame here. Okay, I'll set it up right here. Now remember, how do you get this thing off? What's the easiest way to do it? Twist it to the right. You went to the left.
Right.
Yep.
And then pull.
Yep. Now what do we do with this thing?
Then you put it right here.
Yep. And what is this thing right here? It's like, what is it doing? Is it holding it up?
Yeah. It's like a magnet that holds it.
Perfect. I should have put it on the other side, but yeah. So the cap is here. You can see the top of it in the video there. Now you can look through the spotter with the eye cap on. We can't see it because it's capped right now. But say we want to get a video or a picture of that awesome looking elk that's over there.
Whoa! Come on! Yay!
And what if you want a horizontal one? There you go. Perfect. Awesome. Super easy, huh? Now put the cap back on so we can keep the eyepiece protected. Nice. Perfect. Awesome. Was it pretty simple?
Very.
How easy was it?
As easy as taking photos, pretty much.
Yeah. Pretty simple, huh? Cool. Very nice. All right. Well, thank you, Asher, for your help. I appreciate my assistance. My kids, I love my kids. These guys are awesome. Do you think Daddy loves you?
Yes.
Did I do okay at that?
Yes.
I'm a decent dad.
You are the best dad I've ever gotten.
Well, there we go. It's because I just fed him. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into this. Again, check out the link down below. Purchasing with the code will save you. It'll also, I do get a kickback as well. That helps me, the family, helps everything grow here at the channel, and saves you some money to get the best digiscoping system on the market. Also, if you're interested in that Nexus system that is coming out soon and is in pre-order, go check that out as well. That is going to change the game when it comes to swapping spotting scopes, binoculars, your rifle onto the tripod, cameras as well. I didn't even think about that, but getting cameras swapped out onto the tripod. Guys, it is a game changer. So definitely go check it out. Save some money. Thank you so much for your help today. And of course, get out.
Live your life and love it.
You heard it from him.
Me.